When people meet you, they pray that you stay at the level that they met you on. Because if you remain at the level that they met you on, it makes them feel more comfortable dealing with you. They feel like they know you. But the moment you start to level up, is the moment you start to see people's true colors. People don't want you to be rich. You think these motherfuckers want you to be rich? They don't want you to be rich like that. They don't want you to be killing it like that. They don't want you to be more successful than you already are. That's the facts. You got to know that. The reason why people don't want you to level up is because secretly they don't believe they can level up. They don't believe they're capable of going to another level. They don't think that they can do it. So when you do it, you become a threat to them doing it. Because now they realize, like, damn, we started off on the same level, and now he or she is leveling up. And that's going to create evidence that I haven't been doing shit. Especially in the world of personal development, in the world of leadership, in the world of personal development, and in the world of leadership, you're going to come across people. They're going to praise you. They're going to celebrate you. Oh, you're the best. You're the best. You're fucking killing it, dude. You're amazing, brother. You're freaking awesome, dude. Wow. But here's the thing. It would be wise if you didn't allow that praise to affect you. You might be thinking, Robbie, why wouldn't I celebrate the fact that people think that I'm awesome? Isn't that I'm awesome, right? They're telling me I'm awesome. No, brother. If people telling you that you're awesome makes you feel awesome, then when they turn around and tell you that you're a piece of shit, that's also going to make you feel like you're a piece of shit, okay? Because you're allowing people to influence the way you feel about yourself. You got to know that people don't want you to level up. They don't. You know how many people paid Floyd Mayweather to watch his pay-per-views and to even show up at the fights just hoping that maybe this is the night that Floyd Mayweather loses. Maybe this is the night Canelo is going to knock him out. And then they leave disappointed because Mayweather walks away with a bag and a W. They didn't want Mayweather to keep leveling up. This is why people root for the underdogs. And people root for the underdogs until you become the top dog. As soon as you become the top dog, the same people that rooted for you when you were an underdog, they start hating on you because you leveled up. Or even worse, they'll say, man, we made you. We made you. We made you. Oh, you made me go in the gym and train? Really? You made me learn these new skill sets? You made me to where I kept investing in myself? You made me meditate? You made me do affirmations every day? You made me do this? You made me do that? You made me work out? You made me go to the gym? That's how you feel? Because that's what the fuck made me. Discipline. So you got to know what's coming before it even happens. So don't get too caught up in the praising that you get from people. Because if you don't allow yourself to get too caught up in the praising from people, you won't allow yourself to get disturbed when those same people or similar people starts demonizing you, criticizing you, ridiculing you. Yeah, because they're going to do it. So I never allow myself to get caught up in the praise at all. I made a video about this yesterday. I already know who I am. So you can't, nothing you tell me about me means anything to me because I already know who I am. You can't tell me nothing revolutionary about myself that I don't already know. I know me. I've done the work. I am the work. I am the path. I am the awakening. Oh, they don't like that. That bothers people. It bothers people. It's going to bother people. It's going to bother people when you start leveling up. You're going to have people fall out with you for no reason other than the fact that they say, oh, you changed. I changed. You want me to stay the same? Well, I mean, you're just acting like you're big and bad now. I tell you what, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to, you see them shoes you're wearing right there? Yeah, I see. I want you to take your shoes off. Take your sock off too. What you doing? That's weird. I want you to go outside. I want you to find the hardest rock that you can. And I want you to kick the shit out of it with your bare feet. Because that's how I feel about what you just said. Because basically you just told me that it wasn't okay for me to level up. That's what you just told me. How are you going to level up with a broke toe? All right. That's the same thing. I just translated what you just told me into something else. People don't want to see you level up. Yes, I'm changing. I'm always changing because the more I wake up every single day, the more I'm realizing that I'm capable of more. I'm sorry that you are not realizing that. sorry that you feel like this is the end for you. This is only the beginning for me. I'm sorry you feel that way. People don't want you to level up because you become a threat to their comfort zone. Hey, please don't level up, because if you level up, it's going to become evident that I haven't been doing anything and I don't want to compare myself to you. Hey, that's their problem. I'm going to level up, not because I want more stuff, but because I'm addicted to leveling up. I'm addicted to becoming more than who I've been in the past. And if you don't like that, you can kiss my ass. That's what it's about. Leveling up on that level. So you got to know in your mind, you got to understand that most people don't think like you. You would never, ever become jealous of another person. You would never, ever want anybody to stay beneath you. You would never hate on anybody for leveling up. So it's gonna boggle your mind as to how people feel that way about you, especially considering all you've done for people. See, people, that's why when I do things for people, I never allow their praising of me doing something for them to affect me at all. I just sit there, oh man, no problem. Yeah, it is what it is. The reason why is because I know they're gonna forget about it. The moment I do something that they don't agree with, they're going to forget about everything I ever done. So I never allow them to affect the way I feel about myself. You got to know that. People don't want you to level up because they want you to be beneath them. They want to feel like they have access to you. The reason why it's lonely at the top is because most people, they quit climbing. The reason why it's lonely at the top is because most people quit climbing. They stop climbing. That's why it's lonely at the top. It's the only reason it's lonely at the top. It's the only reason. Because they stop climbing. They stop going up. They got to a certain level and they're like, you know what? I'm good, Robbie. And I'm like, okay, stay right here. I'm fucking going up there, bro. Come with me. They're like, nah, I don't want to go. I'm like, all right, well, peace out, man. Much love. And then from deep down below, they look up at you and they're like, oh, you're going to climb way up there. Stop. You're changing. Get back down here. Do what you used to do for me. Do it the way you used to do it. Come back down here. That's how they do. They want you
to stay where you are. They want you to stay where you are.
Oh, you didn't know I was a ventriloquist. I can talk without losing my mouth.
They want you to stay where you are.
Now, let me stop playing. But the point of making is you got to understand what comes with that. And you can't allow these people to get in your head. You have a vision in your mind. You know what you're here to do. And you got to see it through. Stay focused. Master your mind to make money online. It's Robbie Quinelli. It's the only place to get me.
It's at Web Asset Group. And I'm changed.